This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Taste what pork can do is the new tagline set to launch with consumers in May digitally. We will hear more from Gordon Sprunk of the National Pork Board next.
Farming's hard. To feed the world, farmers have to work the land, brave the elements, and fight the battle against weeds. Weeds reduce crop yields, so prices go up and everybody gets less to eat. But 50 years ago, farmers got a new tool to fight weeds, glyphosate. It kills weeds while protecting the harvest. Time and again, it has been approved by the EPA and by leading regulatory bodies around the world. It helps enable practices that reduce erosion and keep soil healthy, which is good for the earth. Farming's hard, but it's a little easier with glyphosate. Learn more at go.bayer.com/glyphosate, paid for by Bayer.
Gordon Sprunk, a National Pork Board member from Minnesota, says pork promotion started in 1985, but the focus of the new Taste What Pork Can Do campaign is to reach consumers by concentrating on generational differences.
It focuses on what they like to hear about pork, and clearly what you'll see in this campaign is it's about taste and flavor, and hopefully we can focus on that generational difference backed by data, reach them digitally, which pork producers should understand. We're not going to do this the old way anymore. There's not going to be a billboard, and there's not going to be print media. It's going to be in a way different era, not only for what pork can do, but also how we're going to reach that next generation.
The new tagline from National Pork Board wants to show that pork is not the other anything. It is flavor on the plate, a plate that spans many different cultures.
Right, whether it's tonkatsu from Japan, whether it's the barbecue space here in the United States, or whether it's the European cuts and how they prepare, or the Hispanic cuts, there's many, many different ways to prepare pork, and we've just simply not scratched the surface yet. And this campaign will not only focus on that generational difference, but focus on the potential culturally, because around the world, pork is still the number one consumed meat.
Pork Checkoff is celebrating its 40th year in 2025, and this campaign launch is another milestone in its mission to judiciously invest funds in research, education, and promotion, says Sprunk.
Producers need to understand that those forefathers in that generation, they were wise in their decision, seeing the need for an organization that focused specifically on a couple of things, and one of them being the promotion of our product, the pork, the meat we produce.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.